Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Howard Rosenberg joins us, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Angie Taylor, Larry Mathias, and Ernie Adler. All coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome Howard Rosenberg to the program. He's a UNLR professor of art and art education. He is also a former member of the Board of Regents, and also he is currently serving on the Washoe County School Board. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the university system first, if we may, and this new funding formula. That is going to shift more money towards the South, definitely. But your thoughts on the effects it's going to have on the rural colleges?
That's what worries me more than anything else, Sam. I don't know that our problem so much is money. It's the way the money is allocated, and once allocated, how it's used. There's never any real agreement as to how this operates. Essentially, you're funding human beings. You're funding students. So what that means is there's a great deal of effort put into retention, and some of these kids don't want to be retained. The only reason they're there is because they don't know where else to go. Now, when you have a university, like in Reno and in Las Vegas, that's one thing, because there's all kinds of other possibilities. But when you're in the rurals, that's a different situation entirely. I worry about Great Basin. Great Basin College, I think, should be a four-year college. Now, that's going to start all kinds of trouble. I'm sorry. It's the way I'm thinking this way. I learned something a little bit ago, Sam, that's wonderful. Diane Ravitch is an education historian. She's written some marvelous work, and her latest book about what's happening to American education is probably one of the best things I've read in years. And she says, when faced with new facts, you change your mind. If you don't, there's something wrong with you. There's a certain amount of skepticism that we need to have. It means you're a healthy human being and you're questioning things. I worry about the impact that such funding shifts will have, because Great Basin is a wonderful, wonderful little school, and it is a little school.
And why do you want it to be a four-year?
Because I think that would help tremendously those people that are in between Reno and Salt Lake City. There's a mass of people that want to come. Winnemucca can go to Great Basin almost as easily as they could come here. They offer things at Great Basin we can't offer here. There's all kinds of possibilities. You know, Elko is a marvelous, marvelous place. In a world that's growing so fast and so furiously, Elko's growing. It's developing, but at a more comfortable pace. They've got all kinds of possibilities in agriculture, in the kinds of things that interest our kids in that part of the state.
What do you think about the funding formula being based on graduation rates?
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't like it at all. Because it's not my responsibility to graduate my students. It is their responsibility to graduate. If they're there to get a degree, I expect their buy-in. You come to me for advice. I am not your father. You come and tell me what you want to do. I will tell you, yes, I think this is a good idea, or no, I don't think it's a good idea. Half the time, the kids pay no attention to me at all, and they pull it off. Which is wonderful. I am the happiest person in the world to say, I was wrong, you were right. You took control of your life. It isn't just a question of learning the stuff that's in books, Sam. You're trying to turn out a human being that knows how to think, and no matter where he is in the world, that kind of talent that's in here will protect him, will make him a survivor, make her a survivor, and they'll be able to get along.
What do you think about the idea that because of our economic crises, that we need to be approaching the university system in terms of training for potential jobs that are coming?
We made one fatal mistake in that question. We do not train, we educate. Training is for chimpanzees. That's one way and only one way of doing things. I'm sorry, there's a million different ways of doing things. They need to go out and find all the possibilities. Yes, there's one right answer. But how many ways can you use to get to that right answer? That's what education is about. For me, university does not get you a job. What the university does, hopefully, is educate you enough so that you'll create the jobs that haven't even been thought of yet. That's how you grow. That's how you flourish.
All right, let's take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg.
Sorry
when we come back.
Got a little wound up.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Look who benefits from Nevada Mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with really an animated Howard Rosenberg today. So you know, it seems like there's no attention being given to art and other areas in university education that in the past one would have said that when you go to university, you need to get a complete rounded education.
But Sam, we do, and we are providing it, and the kids are coming. Some of them come thinking that it's going to be one thing, and they find out that how would you like to come into college, and one of the first people that you cross is me? I mean, come on, I scare the living daylights out of people, and I don't mean to. I really don't. I am passionate about teaching. I am passionate about learning. Every one of our kids is a jewel. All we need to do is find the way to steer them in the right direction or follow them, Sam. Some of them are brilliant. They know exactly what they want to do, but it might not be going to college. Have you hired a plumber recently? I couldn't fix anything in my house if my life depended on it. I wish that I had that kind of capability. The worst fear that any of our technicians up at the university has is seeing Howard with a hammer. It has too many moving parts. They know I'm going to screw it up. But, Sam, there's so many things that we can do. I don't know when vocational education became a dirty word. It's not something that... No. All of our children need to go to college. Why? Where is there a law? It was not one of the Ten Commandments. I don't know how many of the other commandments broke, but I don't think it was on them either. This is a time for the kids to explore, to try, to find the dream.
But isn't CSN and Truckee Meadows Community College doing a lot of that?
Yes, it is. Bridge between the two. Okay, that's fine. But what I'd like to see happen is a lot of what we have pushed onto community college, we should be doing in our own public education system. You know, charter schools and things like that are wonderful, Sam, but I can see a logical conclusion to this being ghetto schools, where all one group of kids are consigned to learning a certain thing because that's where they want to be. Bull. Every kid deserves every possibility that there is. The dream can be theirs.
Okay, now you got to define this, though. Are you talking about at the university age level, or are you talking about in high school?
I'm talking about middle school.
Middle school?
Yes. That's when our kids are beginning to make decisions. Sam, what used to be 13, 14, and 15 is now 9, 10, and 11. I am absolutely blown away when I talk with some of these middle school students. The things they know, some of them I wish they didn't know. I didn't know when I was that age. Scares the hell out of me. All right, if that's what's happening in today's world and our kids are wired in a different way, we need to find the way to take advantage of that. Sam, you know the worst thing that ever happened to humanity.
Technology.
Me.
For our radio listeners, yep. He just put an iPhone on the table.
And look.
And a charger.
I hate this stuff. I can't live without it. They can't either. I used to treat it as the enemy. It isn't the enemy. If they'll read off of this and they won't read off of a book, I don't care. You go right ahead and read your Shakespeare off your phone. You'll probably go blind, but that's your problem, not mine. That's the kind of thing that we need to do. Today is technologically based. I have an iPad tablet, Sam. I think it's black magic. I really do. There's a little person inside that does all this. A very flat person. But a person nonetheless. This is magic. Don't fight it. Join it. Work with it. Let the kids have access to what they need.
You know what's funny? You and I have known each other a long time, and you have always been a technophobe. You've always been scared of technology.
Yes.
But at the same time, you've always been an early adapter. I mean, going back to your first answering machine that had caller ID on it, and you surprised several people because you actually answer all your phone calls and return your messages.
Yes. I'm in the telephone book. You want to talk to me? Call me up. If I can't talk to you, I'll say to you, politely, I'm sorry, I don't have time now. Perhaps we could talk later on. Or if it's one of those calls, I can simply say, do you feel better now? Good, I'm glad. I will send you a bill that the shrink does. You got it off your chest. I listen to it. You pay me.
All right, so where do you think the technology is going? I mean, do you envision a time, because you've been teaching students for so long in Northern Nevada, mm-hmm. and Republican or Democrat, they all love you, and that's why you keep getting elected. You keep getting elected with these huge majorities over, at times, vastly overfunded opponents.
Yeah.
And so wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to have videos of you being broadcast, not just in Washoe County, but across the state and across the country? Why?
No.
Why?
Because I need people that I can talk to.
But Sam, tape your class.
Okay, no. It's the wrong way of handling it. I need contact. I need to see your eyes. I need to see your body language. I need to see so many things that we discount many, many times. I need to be close to my students. They need to be close to me. There are many of them that would love to murder me at different times. Believe me, not every one of my children love me by a long shot. But if there's one thing they're going to learn, it's how to survive. You get by me, you'll get by life. If you don't get by me, don't go out there, they'll kill you. That's why I stay in there. I'm no dope.
All right, but so you don't see a benefit to having the best teachers being available to more students across the country,
yes,
and potentially across the world?
I do, but the thing that makes the best teachers is the contact with the students. It isn't a question of you operating in a vacuum. I don't just get up one morning and say, I'm going to be a brilliant teacher. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, Sam. Teachers are human beings.
All right, but do you have advisors that work with you? So if you have a large, because some of your film classes are huge.
Yes.
Do you have advisors that people can go to, or does everybody come to you?
Come to me. That's what I'm there for. I get to work in the morning. Number one, Sam, I've never worked a day in my life because I love what I do. I mean, right, wrong, or indifferent. Sometimes I'm very good at it. Sometimes I'm not so good at it. I know it. We all have days when we're not quite up to what we should be. I try to apologize to my kids when that happens.
Hey, Johnny Carson said you can't be great when you're doing this 5 days a week.
Hello? Now, Merman said, how do you tell a kid you love him when you're doing eight shows a week?
By the way, people are now Googling Ethel Merman. That's where we got to leave it. Howard, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.
And good luck with the Washoe County School Board. More on that to come.
Okay.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.
Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Attention homeowners. In 2012, Nevada suffered the worst hardships in the nation. 2013 is the time to take action. New laws have been passed to help homeowners with a fresh start.
Hi, I'm Marshall at Marshall Realty, and right now there's more options for homeowners than I've ever seen in the past. So if you've tried everything else, don't give up. I promise you, with our resources and proven track record, you will find results. Call Marshall Realty today at 525-1205, and we'll help you get on the road to recovery.
Don't let your bathtub or shower move you into an assisted living facility. Stay home and continue living your independent lifestyle with a certified walk-in tub from DeBell Home Improvement. Call now, 826-6444. Find out more about the better, more affordable walk-in tub.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact Carrie Walker if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
Toyota would like to show a little love with sweetheart deals. Right now, your Toyota dealer is offering blush-worthy savings, like 0% APR for 60 months on a 2013 Corolla or 2012 Camry, or lease Camry for $189 a month or Corolla for $169 a month. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan. Hurry in today and save on a Toyota you'll adore for years. Don't hesitate. These sweetheart deals end soon. Toyota, let's go places.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Ernie Adler is here, the
good
former state senator. Angie Taylor is a consultant with Guardian Quest. And Larry Mathias is the executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. And just for our viewers and listeners, we're taping this on Valentine's Day, Thursday. The headline in the Las Vegas Sun is kind of interesting because, everybody's been loving each other at the legislature so far. And Anjanette's Damon's headline is, Horn crosses Sandoval and seeks to double online gaming license fee to $1 million. Michael Robeson, the state senator, the minority leader, is not for that at all. What do you think? Are we asking for the right amount of money from these gaming companies, or are we overcharging?
We really don't know. I mean, that's the problem. When you have something new like that, you don't know whether it's too high or too low. I think they'll probably meet somewhere in the middle, because it's one of those things, until you try it, you really don't know what an appropriate fee is.
Yeah, it seems like interactive gaming is going to be a gold mine for these companies. Why not go in there and get a high fee going in? And if there's a problem, you can always go back and lower it.
Well, you can, but I think you also want to go at this being partners, to the extent that you can. Certainly want to get on the front end of it. We don't want this, because if we don't get involved in this thing, it's going to take off without us, and it's already started to do that. And then,
right, Atlantic City.
Exactly, already started to do that, and now we're starting to understand that it's here, it's going to be here, let's make it be a part of us. But I think going at it with more of a partnership mindset makes more sense on the front end of it.
Does this disturb the collegiality?
No. I think there's basically agreement. That makes it harder to, go skins and shirts and get on your team's side. So I think that, where you have more agreement, you tend to find fine lines on which to break. That's just the political process, and that's okay.
From an economic standpoint, it was interesting to note, and again, the Las Vegas Sun, through the Associated Press, reporting that SLS, that bought the Sahara and shuttered it, has now gotten all of their financing to go ahead and reopen the property. This is good news on a number of levels, and even Rossi Rollincott, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, the head of the Las Vegas Convention Authority, said that eventually Las Vegas is going to need additional rooms. Is this a good sign for the economy, at least a $500 million project, if not more?
Sure. I think there is something that is disturbingly symbolic when you've got unused properties on the Strip looking a little the worse for wear. That's not the symbol of that community. So sure, I think it does say that things are beginning to turn around. I hope that all the pieces are there. Nobody issues press releases under oath, so sometimes they exaggerate.
Okay, but this company has been very successful around the country, especially in Florida and Los Angeles. They're a major entertainment company. Their forte is not necessarily gaming, but the entertainment venues make as much money, if not more, than gaming these days.
No, I think it will be successful. I think it's a very good trend for Las Vegas, but again, it doesn't really help out Northern Nevada because we have a whole different set of problems.
We've seen considerable investment in Northern Nevada, the changeover at Boomtown, the changeover at Grand Sierra, new ownership at the Siena, the Silver Legacy getting out of their bankruptcy situation,
right,
being able to move forward. So I'm not saying that we're seeing the kind of comeback that the Las Vegas Strip has, but I don't think it's all doom and gloom in Northern Nevada either.
I think it's, in Las Vegas, I think really is coming back, and coming back pretty rapidly.
Yeah, and that's great news for our state coffers.
Good for everybody.
Economic Forum, pay attention.
Right.
It was interesting, and again, I point out that we're taping this on Valentine's Day, so the story is a couple of days old. But it was interesting that the Nevada delegation had their first joint meeting in a long time, and Senator Reid was kind of kidding around and saying, the delegation can get things done because there's not a Senate race. Your thoughts on, shouldn't our delegation be meeting more often?
One would think, back to partnership. Their number one goal back there, their objective is to take care of the state of Nevada. And we've seen in the past, we've seen them be able to partner on legislation and work together to move things forward. And if that can be the premise for, here we are, race or no race, I don't care if you're there 2 minutes, 20 minutes, or 20 years, race or no race, it's about the state of Nevada. And they should share that commonality.
Larry, your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah. They just had a series of things that made it hard for them to have kumbaya meetings. You had the John Ensign problem, then you had Shelley Berkeley and Dean Heller lining up to be opponents, and so I think it's just the interpersonal relationships were a little bit strained for a while, and now they're able to work together again for a while.
Yeah, I think they should be able to work together. I mean, these people have mostly served together in the state legislature for years. Of course, they worked with Dean Heller when he was Secretary of State. I mean, they know each other. They pretty much like each other too. So I think we should see some
action. That wasn't so obvious during the Senate race.
No, it wasn't during the Senate race, but I think they fundamentally get along, so we should be able to get something out of this delegation as a unified body.
We can keep our fingers crossed. There's a lot of big plans that need to go forward, especially for Yerington and the Pumpkin Hollow project.
Right, that's got to get done.
Absolutely, and that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Schwenk of the University of Nevada School of Medicine. You can give the gift of life by saying yes to organ and tissue donation. Go to any DMV and ask for the red heart. And if you don't already have the red heart visible on your driver's license, you can register online in English or Spanish at any of these websites.
Hi, I'm Frankie Sudopapa. You can also help save a life by ordering these specialized license plates with the red heart. Thank you and give the gift of life.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Danny Thompson will be here talking immigration. See you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.